10 things to be successful in law enforcement career.
Kindness. Empathy. Compassion for one another. Selflessness. Physical fitness is in there because I think it's important. Hard work, ability to defend yourself and others. Three more. Already got that. Late to the party, Greg.
Sorry.
Oh, that's good. I think that caring, not only selflessness, but also caring about yourself, right? And that kind of sounds weird. We got to figure out how we're going to say that correctly. So like mental wellness is important.
So there's a lot of agencies that they don't provide the training that you need. Like, for example, exactly. And that's my point. You have to be willing to look outside of your agency for more training.
That's proactiveness.
You have to be a proactive learner.
Take a look at my list here. What am I missing here? Kindness, empathy, physical fitness, ability to defend yourself and others, compassion for each other, selflessness, hard work, mental wellness, commitment to being a master of your craft. I got a good one for the last one. Worrying about worrying about yourself, but also like minding your business. Yeah. And what I mean by that is like, when you say minding your business, it really comes down to, if you think about it, to take care of your business. I come to work every day at Street Cop Training and I mind my business. I come in here and this is what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about any of the police training company. I'm not worried about what this police department over here is doing or over there is doing. I don't give a shit about that. I mind my business. I try to emphasize that by passing that along to guys and girls of like, you can work with a lot of people who are, what you think in your mind are not ideal as police officers, but that's not your business. Your business is the things that you do to mind your business. And when you mind your business and you stay out of the minutia and the high school drama of working at any agency or especially at a police department, people recognize that you're not gonna get caught into the convolution of being in the weeds of bullshit. And they literally, that's something that is such a gift if you can do that, to stay out of that. It's like one of the best things you could do in law enforcement, because they're just gonna give you such a pass for being away from that stuff. You're just gonna get this reputation and trust that, okay, this guy or girl never gets involved in the drama, never gets in the crap. And we're gonna be able to give them responsibilities knowing they're not gonna be a little washwoman and at muster and complaining and talking. If you wanna complain to your significant other. And if that significant other is willing to listen to your complaints, but don't voice your complaints nonstop over and over again to deaf ears or other complaining people. If you're looking to make significant change in an agency, be diplomatic about it and think about better ways you can get those things done rather than being like everybody else. Blah, blah, blah. I only got this. The police car didn't turn on this morning. My MDT doesn't work. Blah, blah, blah. This place sucks. Joe got that job. He didn't deserve to get that job. Blah, blah, blah. I wanted to be the canine guy. Like all this bullshit that goes on. If you could just go home at the end of a day. If you can go home at the end of the day and just say, this is what they gave me to work with and I did my best with it. This is great. Like, this is a great way to live your life. Like chasing trophies and awards. When you can understand that it's not a system that's designed to be fair. It just isn't. Nothing about it is designed to be fair. The odds are stacked against you and none of it makes sense. And that's what makes it so frustrating to be a cop. But when you can forego all that stuff and let go of all those things you're thinking about, right? You should want to be things. You should want specialty units if that's what you really believe in your heart. And, get there. Even if you can't get there fairly, at least you did it fairly. People don't forget when somebody's a piece of shit. They just never forget. If you were a piece of shit once in your law enforcement career to a coworker, and I'm talking about a piece of shit, stabbed in the back, went to the captain, talked shit, ran interference, you can't hide from that again. You'd have to actually come out and do a public apology because it's aware. You think people don't know that you're a piece of shit at your agency? You got to come out and say publicly, like, yo, I did this. I know you guys thought I did this. I did. And it was fucking wrong and I shouldn't have done it. because, dude, you're a backstabber once, you're a backstabber for life, and nobody will trust you. And then when you get promoted, that's even better, because then you get promoted, you become a sergeant or lieutenant, and everybody runs for the hills because nobody can trust you. And trust is a major, major factor in a leadership position. But if you couldn't be trusted as a patrolman, oh boy, right? They're going to run for the hills. Even your administration, upper level, they'll start, if they're smart, they'll shift those guys and girls around into spots where they can't affect anybody. So they'll stick them, they'll go, oh, you're the sergeant of fucking the library. And like, you're the records sergeant. And they'll stick you in records where you have no control over anybody. You can wear your chevrons, but they realize they cannot put you in charge of anybody. And guess what? If you want to be a good leader, you can learn to be a good leader. It's a conscious decision to say, okay, I'm not good at what I do. The feedback I'm receiving feels like they're not happy with me. I'm realizing that nobody's submitting the report. These are all conscious things you should recognize, and you could fix that. You could read leadership books. You can watch leadership videos and fix and become a better leader. How do you think that I, oh, I got this fucking shit on me. How do you think, thanks, Kate. how do you think, I mean, literally the last 3 days I've been on leadership stuff. I'm in a leadership podcast. I'm on a leadership book right now for the seventh time this year. So I can come in here and make sure I'm serving everybody well and trying to understand all the principles that I advocate for. And you can do that in law enforcement, any profession. So there's a lot of good quality, but the decision to say I'm going to be better at this, they've given me this. I've seen guys who are like questionable as patrolmen become sergeants and made a decision that they were going to be a great sergeant, came out were great sergeants. And I've watched guys who were great patrolmen who got handed this position of sergeant, and I don't know what the fuck happened to them. Their head went haywire. Maybe it's too much pressure, and they start misbehaving. And there's no fucking excuse to come into work and have a bad day and let everybody else feel that you had a bad day. Like, if you're having a good day and I'm having a bad day, which I don't have bad days anymore. I made a decision a long time ago to call them character building days. I just don't have bad days, right? Sometimes I'm like, I can't wait to go to bed so I can reset and do a new one tomorrow. It just happens. And that's life. But I've never walked into this office and imposed me having a bad day on anybody else and ruining your good day. How is that fair to anybody? How is that fair to behave that way in any relationship, to now make the other person misery loves company, shit like that? So, are you sneezing? Oh, she scared you? And this is the reality of leadership here at this organization.